My story was down in Nebraska, and I was working in Omaha, and all I remember is hearing about it, and we ran and found I had a little black and white TV on my desk, and we ran over to watch it, and we watched the second plane go into the tower, and we all know what happened from there. Later that afternoon, I had to keep going with work, and for those of you, if you recall, the president was getting sent to Offutt Air Force Base, and they were putting him in a bunker. The strange part for me is I've heard about Air Force One, I've seen it on TV, but I was actually driving down the road when it went over me, and they had more than one to show, so there was a decoy, but it was the biggest plane that I'd ever seen, and that's when I knew this was real and it was everywhere in America. My family has been in the military, and so that part of me was very close and understood. And I knew what we, you know, happened. There was a terrorist attack, and the whole United States was going to come together. But what I didn't realize at the time until I started working, and even more so in the last few years of being in city government and then coming to Valley City, was how much it meant for all the first responders and everyone else there. When everyone else was running out, I saw the firemen and the policemen running, and women running in and out. As everyone else was running out, they were all running in and up those stairs. I remember watching that plain as day, but now looking back and knowing the people here and knowing what I see these guys do, it even hits even more. So on September 11th, we know what happened, but on September 12th, what I remember the most is no matter what our race, gender, political affiliation, or differences, we all wanted to fight for our country. Chants of USA were shouted on the streets, and I remember going to a store after store and all the flags were sold out. I had friends that joined the military because of it, but to me, that day will stand in our lives forever. And it's strange when you meet little ones right now and you realize they were not born when that happened, and it's our job to keep that memory alive and let them know what happened. And so I really appreciate what you guys do here and that we will never forget.